everybody, and welcome back to Chester's Book Club, starring Chester and Mummy.
No. Mummy and Bandit snuggling.
Oh, hi, Bandit. Welcome to the show. This is your first time, isn't it? Yes. Well, I'm very honoured to have such a celebrity guest here with us, because Bluey is very popular with everybody. We are actually reading a special book today, aren't we? What is it called, Bandit?
Queens.
Bluey Queens. And we saw this at the shop the other day, and it's a special one for Mother's Day. So we were like, oh, yes, we'll have to get this and read this for Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there. If you're in Australia, you'll be celebrating it. If you're in another country, I know some countries celebrate Mother's Day on a different day, but you deserve to be celebrated every day. So still happy Mother's Day to you. Sorry, the microphone just dropped down, so my voice might have gone a bit funny. Anyway, well, let's get stuck into it. Have you read this one before, Bandit? No? All right, me either. So I'm excited to see. Bluey books are always very funny. Bluey wants to play with Mum, but Mum is busy cleaning lorikeet poo off the deck. Ew, says Bluey. Wouldn't you rather play? That looks like hard work. Your mum's not afraid of a bit of hard work, says Chili. Bingo comes in and asks Bluey to play Queens. Yay, Queens! First, Bingo is the queen and Bluey is the butler. Toot! Everyone, the queen is coming. And here comes Bandit. Bingo, all dressed up like a queen with a crown on her head. The royal poo scrubber stops her work to take a look. Ooh, it's the queen, your majesty, over here. Oh, hello, replies the queen kindly. Oh, I love you, your majesty. Carry on, says the queen. Butler, Queen Bingo says, the royal bottom is itchy. I demand you scratch it. Oh, yes, that's the spot. Very good. I don't know why I'm sort of doing an English accent. Bluey giggles. Being the royal butler is fun. Hold on. As Queen Bingo sits on the royal throne, the butler takes the queen's cape and creates a royal carpet. Excuse me, you may not stand on the royal rainbow thing, says the queen. I'm terribly sorry, your majesty. She grabs some blocks to stand on instead. Is this okay, your majesty? The queen sings a song. I am so beautiful, I am so lovely, oh, and sparkly. Now sing it back to me, the queen tells the butler. The butler tries her best, but the queen wants it louder. I am so beautiful, louder! I am so lovely, louder! And sparkly! Very good. Ooh, our queen is so lovely and sparkly, calls the royal poo scrubber. Queen Bingo claps. Bring me my royal carriage. The queen carries out her royal duties. Riding the royal carriage. Morning tea with another queen. Meeting the soldiers. Playing horsey hockey. Hey, Bingo, says Bluey. Can I have a turn at being queen now? Okay, Bingo replies. Toot! Here comes the queen. Now Bluey's all dressed up. The royal poo scrubber is still hard at it, but she is excited to see the new queen. And just if you're not sure, Chili, the mum, is the royal poo scrubber, still cleaning the poo off the deck. We love you, your majesty, says Chili. The queen takes her place on the royal throne and the butler stands on the butler blocks. How can I serve you, your majesty? Bingo falls off the blocks. Queen Bluey hops off the throne. Actually, you can be queen again, Bingo, she says. I like being the butler better. But Bingo likes being the butler too, especially walking on the butler blocks. Bluey has an idea. Maybe we can both be butlers. This isn't going to work. Yeah, butlers need someone to boss them around. Who is going to be queen? Bingo and Bluey hear Dad complaining about Lucy's dad's palm leaves in the backyard. I swear, Lucky's dad's palm tree drops one more branch in my yard. Yes. Yes, they're both saying to each other. The new queen is very good at bossing everyone around. Butler, the queen's ginger beer is empty. The royal poo scrubber could use a ginger beer. Back to work, peasant, says Bandit. Says Chili. She's starting to be unhappy. Carry on, says Bandit. Dad is enjoying being the queen, but then a palm leaf drops from Lucky's dad's yard. Another one for your collection, Bandit. Ha ha. Dad races off towards the fence. No more. B- Bandit is running across the yard looking very angry. Bluey and Bingo are left without a queen. Can you be the queen, Bluey? Says Bingo. I really want to turn being butler. Well, it's just I don't like being the queen, but I was your queen for ages. Okay, Bluey says sadly and walks to the royal throne. Go and get the queen a pillow. Queen Bluey isn't having fun. She doesn't want to just sit on her throne and give orders. The royal poo scrubber comes to visit. She asks if she can have the queen's ginger beer. Yes. Oh, bless you, your majesty. It must be nice being the queen. It's not, the queen says. I'd rather be the butler. I guess you do have a lot of royal subjects to take care of you, and you're always having to do things you don't want to do. That must be hard work. Yes, replies Queen Bluey. It's a big job. Don't you ever feel like running off to play? Mum asks gently. Bluey thinks, and then makes an announcement. A queen does not just run off to play. Oh no, says the royal poo scrubber. Your majesty, I didn't mean. The queen is not afraid of a bit of hard work. Queen Bluey claps. Butler, bring me the ginger beer and one has a new song. One is the queen, one doesn't like being the queen, but one does it anyway. Queen Bluey goes about her royal duties with the help from her butler. Oh, hello. I knight thee, Sir Lucky's dad. That's just right. She's getting tea poured for her. Yes, that's very interesting. She's having a chat to all her loyal subjects, which is all the soft teddies. Have you had a good turn at butler now, Bingo? Bluey asks. Yes, thank you, Bluey. Do you want to be butler again? Yes, please. Bluey notices that the royal poo scrubber has cleaned up all the lorikeet poo. Finished! Finally! Wait, Bluey tells Bingo, I know how we can both be butlers. Toot toot! Please welcome your new queen. And here comes Chili, finally the queen. We are your butlers, your majesty. We will bring you anything you want. You mean I can have anything I want? Asks Queen. We love you, your majesty, Bandit sang. Anything you want, says Bingo. Because, adds Bluey, we are not afraid of a bit of hard work. Ah, says the Queen, very good. And Chili is sitting on the throne, relaxing with a cup of ginger beer. Where she should be. Mums don't get enough time to relax, do they?
Yes, they do.
We do? Are you sure? Anything you want to say to your mum, Bingo? On this special Mother's Day? Oh, okay, that's about all I'm going to get. Well, happy Mother's Day, everyone, and we hoped you all enjoyed this episode of Bluey Queens. If you haven't listened to our Reading Eggs episode yet called
Jingle Jangle,
check it out because you can find out how to win a free subscription for a year to Reading Eggs, which is an app that Chester loves, don't you?
Yes.
To enter, all you need to do is email us at chestersbookclub@gmail.com with your name, your age, your parent or caregiver's name and your postcode. You've got to be from Australia, live in Australia or New Zealand, and you can win one of five subscriptions for Reading Eggs for a year. Or you can check it out for free. Anyone can at if you head to readingeggs.com.au/Chester, you can get a free 30-day trial. You've got till the 31st of May 2024 to enter. Good luck. See you next time.